a little boy gave his blood to save his sister.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Doctors asked a little boy to give blood to save his little sister. He hesitated, but agreed, not fully knowing what it meant. As the nurse finished taking his blood, the boy asked, "When do I die?" He thought giving blood meant he would die. Jacob's son Judah was ready to become a slave to save his brother and keep his dad from grieving to death. He was in Egypt with his brothers to buy food. Brother Joseph, Egypt's prime minister, was treating them roughly, testing to see if they had changed since they sold him 20 years earlier. He also wanted to reconcile with his brothers. So on their first visit, Joseph insisted they bring their younger brother the next time they came. If not, he said he would conclude that they were spies and treat them as such. On their second visit, they brought their brother. But as they left, Joseph told his manager to put his silver cup into Benjamin's sack. Then as soon as they left, he told the manager to chase them down and bring back the one with the cup. Back in Egypt, Judah showed amazing leadership. He took responsibility for his brother and father. He offered to be a slave in place of his brother to keep his dad from dying of grief. His leadership traits were so amazing that when Father Jacob was dying, he said the scepter of leadership would not depart from Judah until the Messiah came. We still need leaders like Judah.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.